When school lets out at 3:30 sharp, Peter Geffey and Amy Angeson climb into a 15-passenger van. Both brother and sister put in their earphones for the one-mile drive from the school to the small gravel landing strip that is the Naknek Airport. Now teenagers, Peter and Amy moved to South Naknek from Anchorage when they were in elementary school, and they've been flying to school ever since. Peter says the novelty wore off pretty fast.
As time moved on, it got a little more boring. And nowadays, it's just something I do.
Amy is more shy. She didn't want to be on tape, but she told me she likes getting to see her two hometowns from the air every day, especially this time of year when everything greens up. It's a short flight. The plane will touch down on the south side in less than 5 minutes. And besides being fast, the air taxi, which for decades has been provided by King Air, is the most reliable and safest way to get across the Naknek River. 20-foot tidal fluctuations make it impossible to launch a boat at the same time day after day, and the river doesn't freeze consistently enough to drive vehicles across in the winter. An effort to build a bridge between the two communities never got enough support or funding. Of course, there are times when Peter and Amy can't fly back across the river after school, if they get weathered out by fog or wind, or if they have to miss the flight to stay for sports practice. Here's Peter again.
I have to stay over here most of the time during basketball.
When they have to stay schoolside during the week, one of the places Peter and Amy have been able to stay over the years is the big, boxy house of their aunt, Nola Angeson. Nola's household is buzzing with a happy, controlled chaos. Toys are everywhere, all neatly stacked, except for some puzzle pieces strewn across the living room floor.
Kaya Ray, you should move the puzzle pieces over here. I hear Grandma coming.
Nola and her husband have hosted South Naknek students for the last 30 years. Between their own four kids, foster children, adopted grandkids, and a popular daycare business, Nola has always had a full house.
Never ever had to turn one away. They were all good kids.
You were like a super mom.
Nola's husband, Stephen, grew up in South Naknek. He and his siblings took the air taxi to school in the 70s.
Can I ask you what that was like back then?
Like nothing.
It was just like
riding a bike.
It was everyday life.
Back then, South Naknek still had an elementary school. Still, Stephen says there were enough middle and high school students to fill 4 plane loads each day. But then, a little over a decade ago, the primary school in South Naknek closed too, and the village has been shrinking ever since. It's a familiar story in Bristol Bay. Communities like Portage Creek, Ivanhoe Bay, and Clark's Point have lost their schools in recent years to low enrollment.
For some, it's an instant decline. After the school, then the mail planes quit coming. Then everybody moves out, bring their kids to school.
Recently, the Trident Seafoods plant in South Naknek closed, taking with it a few more jobs and facilities. But the village is still hanging on, with between 30 and 50 residents at any given time. I ask Stephen if he thinks the air taxi is keeping some families around who would otherwise have to move to put their kids in school.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I think the legislature pays for transportation.
The daily air service is funded by a grant from the State Department of Education. Each district around the state gets a different amount per student. It depends on factors like fuel costs, how much road there is, vehicle maintenance, local wages, and so on. The number for each district has grown at times over the years with inflation and sometimes legislative action. At nearly $3,000 per student, the Bristol Bay Borough School District has the highest per student transportation fund in the state by a margin of hundreds of dollars. For comparison, the Anchorage School District gets about a sixth of that per student. It's a figure that may cause some to cringe in a time of belt tightening and massive state budget shortfalls. But Superintendent Bill Hill says what's important is that all the students in the Bristol Bay Borough have access to school.
You know, students do have a right to an education in the state of Alaska, and this service provides our South Naknek students that education that every student deserves. And so, you know, we appreciate the fact that this can happen.
Peter Geffey and Amy Anguson are the last school-age kids in South Naknek right now. After Peter graduates next spring, Amy might be doing the river hop alone her senior year. But South Naknek is not a ghost town yet. There are still families who come and go from Anchorage or Naknek or elsewhere. And if it's up to the district, the air taxi will always be an option as long as there's funding from the state.